Welcome back into this Golf Channel podcast presented by Top Golf. Ryan Griffiths here, co-host of the Pro-Am podcast, filling in on the other side with two guys I know pretty well, president of Wilson Golf, Tim Clark, and the winner of Driver vs. Driver Season 2, Evan Hoffman, who brought it home with the Cortex design. How you guys doing today?
Great, Ryan. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Good to have you guys in Orlando. You know, normally we're in Chicago meeting under different circumstances, but now everything kind of smoothed out.
Weather's better here too.
The weather's better here.
Absolutely.
The driver, the winner has been announced, which has been a long time coming. But Evan, I'll start with you. And we kind of discussed this. I came out to visit you out in San Diego. And for those of you listening, I was lucky enough to be the lead producer on this show. So I've gotten to know Tim over the course of the last two seasons very well, and Evan over the course of what was a year-long production process, a little bit over a year actually, which took us from shooting and then eventually editing until announcing the winner last night. But take us back to kind of, we're sitting here with your first renderings just from your head. When did this all kind of take place and how did it start? I know you weren't the one who originally saw, somebody had to kind of prod you to do it, right?
Yeah, so initially this started one weekend, I think it was about a week before this initial design was due. And my brother was telling me about the season two. He sent me a text with the enter here and all that stuff. And my roommates are both going out and they were gonna go out to the bar and I was like, oh, well it was my plan to go out
there. In San Diego, it's always a good choice to head out to the bar in San Diego.
So that was my plan for the day. And then I got this text and I decided to I bailed on the plans and I stayed home and I started designing the driver. Kind of thought about it for a week and put it down onto paper, and I had this kind of framework of a driver, and it had a bunch of holes in it, which are not USPGA official. And I sent this text to my brother, and I had him look over it. He's a big golfer.
Is he a pretty decent golfer, or is he?
Just loves golfing.
Not willing to disclose a handicap.
Not disclosing handicaps.
Those are our favorite golf.
You could sell to them too, right?
I love golf.
That's all we're
looking for.
Nice big credit card.
It's not a bad golfer. He's just not scratch.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, he knows everything about golf. And so when I sent this to him, he kind of ripped it apart and he told me what it needed to conform, and kind of his opinion. So I took that. I trust him with the golf stuff 100%. And I kind of came up with this new idea, which in turn was the Cortex. And that's where it all began. We took this substructure that I started with, this framework, and we just attached carbon fiber everywhere to fill the holes, and then kind of put my design spin on it, and it brought it to these guys. And
you made it to the final. The 14 of you were selected to go over to Chicago. And Tim, in our first episode, you were a little bit skeptical about Evan's driver. I mean, maybe not a little bit, a lot of it.
Well, from prior to even shooting the show, our meeting with the engineering team was that this was basically was within seconds of not even getting on the show because the concept was so unique, and in the initial drawing, it was an exoskeleton with a bunch of pieces, and our engineers didn't think it was a makeable product. So one of the things about the show is there was the innovation aspect, but there's also there's a timeline about being able to complete it. And so you were almost in the scrap heap before this thing started. So when you talk about a comeback, he doesn't even know how big of a comeback was.
He's just finding this out right now.
He was the 14th in, and not that it wasn't a great idea, but it was almost deemed non-producible.
I do remember that first episode that we were kind of, we were putting it together and a lot of moving parts and everything like that. So it was pretty interesting to kind of see you move through. But you were very, I think, out of anybody, and from a production side, we got to see from sitting behind the scenes, it seemed as though you were very amendable all the way through. That it wasn't, you're not a golfer, you're a golfer, but you're not a very, serious golfer. But the thing with you, I think, that really helped was that you were all ears to listen to the guys who knew about golf and then, implementing that into your driver. Was that almost a strategic move on your part to kind of get you advancing through the rounds?
I wouldn't say it was purposely strategic. It's just, as a product designer, I've learned to be the stupidest person in the room. Yeah. Always listen, always ask questions, and just learn throughout every process. Every product is different. I've gone through, designed, I don't know how many products, but each process I've learned new things. And that's exactly what happened here. I've never forged titanium. I've never dealt with titanium or forming carbon fiber. So when these guys tell me something, I listen. The engineers know more than me. Mm-hmm. And that's something I've learned throughout product design and my career, is that listen to the people who know what they're talking about. And do your part, they'll do their part, and that's exactly what happened. And I think that's why I was as successful as I was.
Yeah. Do you think his helped him, just the sheer beauty of his design? I mean, it seemed like every iteration as we went through this process, it seemed like each one, especially with his, while others were very good, but his seemed to stand out on an aesthetic level more than everybody else's. And I think his experience kind of helped that, right?
Definitely. I think number one, and this was from early on, you know, his ideation of a shape was really good.
Yeah.
So the shape gave him early on a really big advantage, because everybody who picked it up was like, I love this shape, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, some of the other drivers got some pushback on shape. So I think that, and then complemented by the fact that he does have that ability to make products objects of desire and make them look like something you want to pick up, moved him maybe to the head of the class early. I think as the show went on, clearly there was some hard charges, and so there were some chances where he had to step it up and make some additional modifications. But yes, I think it definitely was favorable. But I do believe what really got him off to the hottest start was, and it really started with the titanium 3D printed designs, is everyone
which
loved,
is super cool. Yeah.
Everyone loved the shape. And that was really mm-hmm. a critical point of the show to get you that energy, to get you out of the kind of the weeds.
Yeah. I think a lot of people who may have watched this and just reading the comments, Doug Thiel, your director of marketing for Wilson Golf, and I have been fishing through comments, I feel like, for the last couple of months after every show. And, you know, there's obviously there's trolls out there, and there's
sure.
But I think a lot of people out there, you know, I would say maybe it's 60-40, are like, oh, this is great that Evan's on the show, or this is great that Jimmy's on the show, or sure. Tim Slama's on the show. But just tell the people at home, I think people would be surprised, but just how much, I mean, these guys were in it. It wasn't like you guys took an idea and then just stole it from them and then ran with it. These guys were in it on every single aspect.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, and Evan probably can talk to it in more detail. I was on the judge side, so, but the bottom line is the way it was set up is there were no modifications to any driver without approval and collaboration with the lead designer. So any change that was made on Evan's or Tim's or, you know, Jimmy's, on the other hand, Jimmy didn't want changes, so Jimmy stayed firm to his guns. But I think the coolest thing about the show was obviously, you know, golf has gotten a lot of pushback for not being energetic, not being fun. Yeah. And to see so many people with so much energy and passion, especially younger people, you know, the two finalists, I don't know what the average age of the two finalists were, but, you know, you guys are young guys in my book. So it was just great to see that passion. But, yeah, these designers, I mean, they were in it, and the amount of time, and even early on, you know, when early cuts, and, you know, when we got to the six and we started cutting, everybody was really putting a lot of effort and time. This was not just like, hey, I'm mailing in a design and I'm going to get my product back and I hope I like it. This was like every time there was a meeting, they got calls, they had, you know, they had Skype meetings, they had personal visits after an episode. So they were very involved from every aspect of the driver.
What surprised you most about the whole process, either on the design side, the TV side? I know we kept you in the dark a lot about stuff, and then we were just kind of, you know, go there and start talking, that kind of thing. What was kind of some eye-opening things that kind of you didn't expect?
The most surprising aspect for me throughout this whole thing was the turnaround on these drivers. I would draw something the next month. I'd have that drawing, and I'd have that as a driver in my hands.
Yeah.
It was impressive to see this accelerated design process. I think by the end of it, we pretty much designed four drivers just for me.
Yeah.
And there was how many other contestants? Eight other contestants where we essentially did at least a portion of the design process.
Yeah.
So to see not only mine, but I, you know, we were friends with the other guy, the contestants, and to know what they're changing and kind of have some knowledge in that, and then see those changes get made, and then see their driver. It was just impressive, and it was surprising just the quickness that these guys could get this to production, to get each driver to production.
Yeah. Tim, for you guys, and we'll start to wrap up here, but what's the measure of success on this? I know the sales thing, but the sale, there's a sales component to it, but there's also a component to it where you want people walking into a store and going, "Ooh, that Wilson driver, I game that." Absolutely. I mean, is there several different kind of measures of success on this one?
I would say, yeah, there's, you know, the driver is kind of like the actual end result of the process. And, you know, we're excited about the driver. Our tour players are excited about the driver. So to me, it's a success today. I mean, whether we sell them all tomorrow or it takes, you know, 90 days or it takes 6 months. Today, this project has been a success. It's been a success in many ways. Number one is I think it brought a lot of energy to the golf space. It needs energy. Mm-hmm. I think it showed that there's a lot of brilliant designers out there that can come into the space of golf and deliver kind of an outside look. And I think, you know, like you said, you look at what we're doing. We got 44% carbon fiber in this driver. It's our most... it's the largest percentage of carbon fiber we ever used. And when you think about when it started, it was going to have all these little panels of carbon fiber, which my big worry is they were going to fly off every time they got hit. And I think they probably would have. So the measurement of success is we went out with an idea. We wanted to put on a great product. And I want to give my hats off to Golf Channel, because you can't do a project like this without brilliant collaboration and the TV product. I would say the thing that's most exciting is the quality of the TV show was unbelievable. I mean, everybody I talked to, everywhere I went, they talked about how well produced the show was, how good it looked, how well thought out it was. So to me, you know, the drivers did what we wanted to do. We proved again that there's some great ideas out there. I'm sure it's going to be a commercial success, but my measurement of success was, did we get a great product on the TV show? Did we have a great journey with a lot of cool ideas that came in? Mm-hmm. Did we get people excited about the game of golf? Did the retail environment support us and all of our partners? PGA Tour Superstore, Worldwide Golf, Club Champion. Everybody embraced the concept, our PGA professionals around the country. So to me, it was just a holistic effort. It did what we wanted it to do. I believe the driver will be a commercial success. I've had the privilege of hitting it. I'm impressed. I would say, without a doubt, the fastest and best looking driver Wilson has ever produced, and it puts it right in there with the top brands in the country. So congratulations, Evan, and you definitely made the show do what it was supposed to.
Thank you.
It wasn't without some sweating it out at the end, though. I mean, Roswell was a beautiful driver, and the final iterations of that club were, you know, aesthetically, they looked very well. And then even in the final episode, I mean, you guys were out there at Harborside. We took them out, and it was close, wasn't it?
Well, it was very close. And I will say, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's no doubt that Tim Slama is a brilliant young engineer, and his runway and his future is going to be very
bright.
Tons of passion. And, you know, it's funny, because he took a very unique idea. And but in fairness, that unique idea brought some challenges. And, and the, you know, we talk about it. A driver weighs 210 grams. That's what it weighs, right? It's not 220. 220 is too heavy. So when you start talking about 10 grams of weight, you got 12 in the, you know, 12 in the sleeve that makes it adjustable. You know, you start getting down to some really difficult things. I will say, Tim closed the gap in that last show way beyond what I expected.
Yeah.
And it was really that
everybody at Lake Tahoe was really kind of split.
It was split.
And, you know, it was.
And I think the biggest thing that happened there was the move to the carbon crown, because he had a weight issue. That driver still was just being factual. That driver still was a little bit too heavy.
Yeah.
So even if it went into production, we would have had to shorten the driver shaft to get it to swing weight.
Yeah.
So had it had another rendition, where maybe there was one more modification, hey, who knows?
But you might be sitting here talking to Tim.
The good news for you, Evan, is there was no
the
next
clock
time.
Ran
the
out.
Clock ran out.
The buzzer.
And, you know, I always say it's like an election, right? You get these things that are 49, 51, whatever.
49.1,
hey, there's 50. Only one winner. You won. You deserved it. Your driver is fantastic. We're excited to launch it. We're excited to put the Wilson brand on it. And like I said, we were excited about what the show did. So thanks again.
Yeah, very, very pretty driver. So I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you, what are you going to do with the money? What are you going to do when you get that, you know, when you get that cha-ching, when you get the alert on your phone that the money's hit the bank account, you're just going to hang on it? Or are you going to maybe a nice dinner for you and the girlfriend? What do you got?
That's been something I've been thinking about for about a year now. I still have I don't have one thing that I want to go out and buy. I do know I need to pay off my student loans.
Smart.
That's first.
There you go. Boring.
I'm going to use this
boring but smart.
Boring answer, but it's smart. We're on the golf channel.
Yeah.
I'm going to diverse my portfolio and pay off my student loans.
Fiscally conservative Evan Hoffman over here joining us on the Golf Channel podcast. You got to want one thing that you can treat yourself.
One thing.
You know.
My car is running on its last leg, but there is a motorcycle I have been looking at. We were talking about that earlier. It's kind of how my idea was inspired from a motorcycle. And there is one I have my eye on.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. And you'll get plenty of time to use it out in San Diego.
Absolutely.
The weather absolutely does not suck there. But thank you, guys. I appreciate you joining us. And congratulations, man.
Thank you.
It's been cool.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this Golf Channel podcast presented by Top Golf. For more, check out golfchannel.com/podcast, where you can subscribe via most podcast providers. Thank you.